This program is brought to you by Emory University.
My name is Patrick Allett. I'm a professor of American history here at Emory. I was born and raised in England, and through a whole series of strange coincidences, I ended up studying American history. And now I teach it to American students. And I've just published this book, The Conservatives. The book's about conservatism throughout American history. So I start right after the adoption of the Constitution. What made the book complicated to write is that before about 1950, it was very unusual for Americans to say about themselves, "I am a conservative." They wouldn't use it as a noun. They'd sometimes use it as an adjective and say, "I've got a conservative view of this point." So what I've done is to look at various individuals and groups throughout American history and say, let's think about these people as conservatives, even though that isn't a word they used about themselves. So, for example, I make the argument that the American Civil War is a conflict between two different types of conservatism. The conservatism of the Southern slaveholders, who believed that slavery was right and who wanted to hold on to that system, and believed that if they stayed in the Union, it was going to be taken away from them. And so what they were trying to do was to conserve what they thought of as the Southern way of life. And on the other hand, the conservatism of people like Abraham Lincoln, who said, above all things, we've got to preserve the Union. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting to preserve the Union. We've grown up with it. We love it. We revere it and honor it. And we're trying to keep it. So that, although I'm not saying that's the only way to look at the Civil War, I'm saying it's one of the ways. And if you think about it as a clash of two kinds of conservatism, it illuminates all kinds of other issues. So in different places and at different times, conservatism can sometimes mean support for big government, and at other times it can mean support for small government. But in both cases, there's an internal consistency to conservatism in that particular time and place. If you have to kind of boil it all down, conservatism means respect for the inherited wisdom of the past. This idea that people have been living for generations, and they've worked out ways of making things work. And the very fact that they did so means that we need to have an overpoweringly strong motive to change those ways. And they tend to have the view, we've got a civilization, but it's fragile. It could be damaged or broken. And therefore, we need to be very cautious in changing it. Because if we're not cautious, we might accidentally do more damage inadvertently than the good that we aimed for. It's this idea that it would be nice to think we could perfect the world, but we can't. And when we look back at attempts to drastically change the world, we have to be struck by the way in which they often did more harm than good. Certainly the origins of the communist movement was, let's get rid of the suffering of industrial workers, let's get rid of the suffering which comes from inequality. But it turned out to be one of the most ruthless tyrannies in the history of the world. Every week, new books about conservatism come out, but they're nearly always written by advocates of one of these points of view, and they tend to be intensely partisan and very ill-tempered. And so what I was trying to do was to write a book keeping the rhetorical temperature as low as possible, saying, I'm not taking sides. I'm not saying this group is right and this group's wrong. I'm not saying this group are the real conservatives and these guys are somehow fakes. I'm going to tell you about all the different groups, what they said, why they said it, why it was reasonable according to their own first principles to say it, and then how they came into conflict with each other. So my hope is that whatever your political convictions might be, you can read it and learn from it. And it's certainly designed to be of equal use to liberals, radicals, conservatives of all types, and anyone who's just interested in American political and intellectual history.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.